I want you to forget everything about your cancer. I want you to forget everything about what your doctors have told you. I want you to forget everything about your treatments. And I want you to start with a blank slate. This is Dr. Tom Iannelli, and this is the Croc Podcast. Howdy, friends. Welcome to the Croc Podcast. I know what you're thinking. What the heck is Croc? And what gives me the right to ask you to listen to this podcast? In the simplest terms, Croc is not so much a thing, but rather a movement, a happening, a safe place for survivors to gather, to learn, to be nourished and served, to relax, to connect and for a brief moment forget about the future and focus on the now. I'm Dr. Tom Iannelli, and in 1999, at a time when the survivorship landscape was arid and barren, I tried an experiment. An experiment based on my observation of the interactions between my patients. I took a leap of faith and started something whose power to soothe, whose potential to cure, and whose capacity to find light in darkness, joy in sorrow, laughter in fear, was completely unexpected. Together, we turned tragedy into triumph. As far as the right to ask you to listen to this podcast, I have no such right, nor does anybody who has not had to hear the news of terror, the words of doom. You have cancer. But I do have the privilege, the honor, and most importantly, the obligation and responsibility to bring you, the cancer survivor, the resources, the information, the advocacy, and the support you need to navigate the treacherous straits of cancer. I thought long and hard on how to translate the face-to-face energy we served for our first 10 years, mix it with the community service we provided the last 10 years, and instead of ignoring or being fearful of the new technology available to us, instead embrace this technology, evolve once again into a positive, dynamic entity devoted to you, the survivor. In a nutshell, after 35 years as a doctor, 33 taking care of cancer patients, I don't have to tell you that the system is broken, terribly broken. We have improved our therapeutics. We have made discoveries that were thought impossible. We now practice medicine at the molecular level, aiming our guns at cancer's weak, vulnerable underbelly, finding targets to attack, receptors to block, pathways to interrupt. Yet we still have not figured out something as simple as not having you have to wait in a waiting room for hours and hours just to see us. How to pick up a telephone and call your other doctors to let them in on what's going on. How to talk to you, unrushed, unhurried, with the same care and concern we would want when it's our turn to sit in your chair. This has to stop, and together we can make these changes because really, it's the right thing to do. And that's exactly why I'm asking you to listen. I need you to help me to help you. Together, we will break down the walls of formality and stand and start afresh with a blank slate where a more equitable and successful and efficient and caring model can be established. We will start this journey at the beginning, in a waiting room 22 years ago, when I met a woman who would not only change my life, but the lives of thousands of survivors. Next, please join me as Croc reveals the secrets and power of the waiting room. I look forward to our journey. Peace.